Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted tonight to be on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity again. I give God all the praise and all the glory on tonight. We're going to have a short devotion here. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. And then we're going to start reading. Amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 69. Psalms 69. Okay. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried, my eyes fail, while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mightier than I. Restore that which I took not away. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake. O God of Israel, because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thy house have eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproaches thee are falling upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the son of the drunkard. But as for me, my prayers unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. I have just read you from Psalm 69 from the first verse down to the 13th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Okay, Ray, they're going to come get this car. Ain't nobody on here but me and you right now. They're going to come get my car. He on his way. So if I have to stop and I'm reading, I want you to take up where I'm just going to say you take it, right? Because I got to get him the keys and let him get off the car and stuff. I'm sitting up here talking to the computer. Girl, if you had to see me, I'm talking to this computer. You spoke out of my phone. I almost jumped out this. I need to go to bed or something. I'm telling you, it ain't good, girl. But, no, ain't nobody on here but me and you. But, yeah, called me a little while ago. Talking about he was on his way. I see it. The place closed now. Well, I'm going to take it and put it there and put the keys in the drop box. Okay. Then my car don't be there anymore. I'm taking a picture here. But I'm going to get rid of it. I got to because, like Ed said, we don't know. But the place is closed right now. But anyway, I'm going to go on to play this song for somebody else to get on here. Let me see if he's still on here. I'll just play this.
With the Eucerin Advanced Repair Lotion, it doubles your skin's moisture and repairs dry skin.
Come on, man.
Feeling healthy, smiley, and bound. Making a dinner that makes the
Humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just thank you right now, God. We magnify your holy name, God. We give you worship. We give you worship. We give you worship, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come asking you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, move me from my flesh, God. Move me, Lord, that the Holy Spirit may take over and take control on tonight. Lord, I ask you to just cover our minds and our hearts that we may receive your word and be receptive to it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, remove it right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now. I give you praise, but I bind this strong man up. I bind up the strong man from this broadcast, this radio broadcast. I bind the strong man from our lives. In the name of Jesus, I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen, amen. I'm going to start reading here at chapter 9 in Joshua. And it came to pass when all the kings which were on this side, Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys, and all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Havites and the Jebusites heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard that Joshua had done what he had heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work willingly and went and made as if they had been ambassadors and took old sacks upon their asses and wine bottles, old and rent and bound up, and old shoes and clotted upon their feet and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provisions were dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua unto the camp at Gilgal and said unto him and to the men of Israel, "We be come from a far country. Now therefore make ye a league with us." And the men of Israel said unto the Hivites, "Peradventure ye dwell among us. And how shall we make a league with you?" And they said unto Joshua, "We are thy servants." And Joshua said unto them, "Who are you? And from whence ye come? From whence come ye?" And they said unto him, "From a very far country thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt. And all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites, that they were beyond Jordan, to Sihon, king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us, saying, take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and say unto them, we are your servants. Therefore now make ye a league with us. This our bread we took hot for our provisions out of our houses on the day we came forth to go unto you. But now, behold, it is dry and it is moldy, and these bottles of wine which we fill were new, and behold, they be rent, and these are garments, and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. And the men took of their victuals, and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. And Joshua made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swore unto them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days, after they had made a league with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors and that they dwelt among them. And the children of Israel journeyed and came unto the cities on that third day. Now their cities were Gibeon and Chephara and Beeroth, Kirjath Jearim. And the children of Israel smote them not, because the prince of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. And all the congregation murmured against the prince. But all the prince said unto all the congregation, "We have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now therefore we may not touch them. This we will do to them, we will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us because of the oath which we swore unto them." And the prince said unto them, "Let them live, but let them be hewers of wood and drawers of water unto all the congregation, as the prince had promised them." And Joshua called for them, and he spake unto them, saying, "Wherefore have ye beguiled us, saying, we are very far from you, when you dwell among us? Now therefore you are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondmen and hewers of wood and drawers of water for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua and said, because it was certainly told thy servant how that the Lord thy God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore, we were so afraid of our lives because of you and have done this thing. And now, behold, we are in thy hands as it seemeth good and right unto thee to do unto us do. And so did he unto them, delivered them out of the hands of the children of Israel, that they slew not them not. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord, even unto this day, in the place which he chose he should choose. Amen.
Chapter 10. Now it came to pass when Adonai Zedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king. So he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore Adoni, the dead king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoam, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhia, king of Lachish, and unto Debir, king of Eglon, saying, come up unto me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it hath made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up. They and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp of Gilgal, saying, slack not thy hand from thy servant. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us, for all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. And Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them unto thy hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth Horon and smote them to Ezra and unto Makeda. And it came to pass as they fled from before Israel and were in the going down of Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Ezra or Azekah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they died. They were more which died. Hold on. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Okay. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. And Joshua returned and all Israel with him unto the camp of Gilgal. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at Makeda. And it was told Joshua, saying, the five kings are found hid in the cave of Makeda. And Joshua said, roll great stones upon the mount of the cave and set men by it for to keep them. And stay ye not, but pursue after your enemies and smite the hindmost of them. Suffer them not to enter into their city, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hand. And it came to pass when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter till they were consumed, that the rest which remained of them entered into fenced cities, and all the people returned to the camp to Joshua and Makeda in peace. None moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then said Joshua, open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings unto me out of the cave. And they did so and brought forth those five kings unto him out of the cave. The king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said unto the captain of the men of war, which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. And afterward Joshua smote them and slew them and hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees and cast them into the cave wherein they had been hid, and laid great stones in the cave's mouth, which remains until this very day. And that day Joshua took Makeda and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof, he utterly destroyed them, and all the souls that were therein, he let none remain. And he did to the king of Makeda as he did unto the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Makeda and all Israel with him unto Libna and fought against Libna. And the Lord delivered it also and the king thereof into the hand of Israel, and he smote it with the edge of the sword. And all the souls that were therein, he let none remain in it, but did unto the king thereof as he did unto the king of Jericho. And Joshua passed from Libna and all Israel with him unto Lachish, and encamped against it and fought against it. And the Lord delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, which took it on the second day, and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein, according to all that he had done to Libnah. Then Horam, king of Gaza, came up to help Lachish, and Joshua smote him and his people until he had left him none remaining. And from Lachish, Joshua passed unto Eglon, and all Israel with him, and they encamped against it and fought against it, and they took it on that day and smote it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls that were therein he utterly destroyed that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. And Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with him, unto Hebron, and they fought against it, and they took it and smote it with the edge of the sword, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon, but destroyed it utterly, and all the souls that were therein. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debir, and fought against it. And he took it, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining, as he had done to Hebron. So he did to Debir and the king thereof, as he had done also to Libnah and to her king. So Joshua smote all the country of the hills and of the south and of the vale and of the spring, and all their kings he left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel commanded. Okay, and Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen even unto Gibeon. And all these kings and their land did Joshua take at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, unto the camp to Gilgal. The word of God for the people's side. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's answer our questions first, and we'll talk a little bit about it. We're starting with chapter 9. What did a group of Hivite men pretend to be to Joshua? What did they pretend to be to Joshua?
It seemed like they pretend to be his brother.
No, they pretended they wanted to be servants of Israel.
Mm.
They just pretended like that. And it says, why were Joshua and his men fooled by the Hivites? Why were they fooled? Because they didn't ask God. They neglected to inquire of God what to do. Mm-hmm. Number 10, chapter 10. How many kings decided to go against the city of Gibeon?
Verse 5 kings.
Mm-hmm. Who came up to help the city of Gibeon?
Was it the men of Gibeon?
Joshua and his men came to help him.
Who came to help the city of
Gibeon? who came and helped the city of Gibeon. It was Joshua and his men helped the city of Gibeon. Let me see what verse that is. Let me see. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon, that's chapter verse 3, heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and Ai, they did work willingly and went and made as if they had been ambassadors. And I'm trying to get where Joshua had been.
In verse 4, come up unto me and help me that we might. Oh, no, then I need.
And if Gideon sent unto Joshua to the camp to Gilgad, saying, sweat not the thine.
Which one is that?
I thought it was verse 6, but that may not be it.
No, it's let me see.
Is it verse 12? Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, whom are you saying thou?
Verse 12, is it? It's not verse 12, is it?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, it is.
And still before Gibeon.
I'm still. That's why I can't find none of them in chapter 9. It's terrible. Okay. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel. Oh, that's when the moon and stuff stood still. But we need to know who came up to help the city of Gibeon. They have to be Joshua now. It has to be Joshua now. It was Joshua. He came upon them. It has to be Joshua. And that day Joshua took and smote it with the edge of the sword and the king, because the three kings was going to just take Gibeon, and Joshua came up against them. You see, it says
Joshua wanted up killing Gibeon too.
I thought Gibeon was the city.
It says, and Joshua smote them from Kadesh Barnea, even unto Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even unto Gibeon.
Gibeon is a city, right?
Right.
So he came up to help them. I guess the kings were gonna take the city or destroy them or whatever, but they were scared at first. They were really afraid at first because they didn't know what Joshua and their men was going to do, Israelites was going to do. So they lied. They lied and act like that they was foreigners in an unknown country. But then after a while, they recognized who they were and that they were their neighbors. And so Joshua was upset with them, but he still helped Gibeon. He was the one that helped Gibeon, though. I know Joshua was. And I just got to prove it. I got to know what verse it's in. And it should be in chapter 10. Let's see. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. He said in the sight of Israel, sons stand still, but that's still not what I'm looking for. Okay. It's got to be verse 4. It says, come up unto me and help me that we may smite Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua. So these are the kings that saying that. And three, let me start from one. Now it came to pass when Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, had heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it as he had done to Jericho and her king. So he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them. So Gibeon had made peace with Joshua and them, that they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city and as one of the war cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men thereof were mighty. Wherefore Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Hiram, king of Jarmuth, Japhia, king of Lachish, and unto Debri, king of Eglon, saying, come up unto me and help me that we may smite Gibeon, for it have made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. So it's like Joshua helped them, though. He helped them keep their city because the five kings was against trying to take it, because they made peace with Joshua. Okay, question three. What happened to the five kings?
After Joshua killed them or before?
You don't say it. You just, I'm just asking, reading the question just on there, and I think he hung them on five trees.
Yeah, he hung them on five trees.
Mm-hmm. But he killed them first.
And hung them on five in verse 26.
And then he took them down in the evening. Wait.
So, did y'all read the part and understand the part where Joshua asked God to let the sun and the moon stand still? Mm. And it did. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
That was so awesome. I said, look at God. Look at God. He said, then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. He said unto in the sight of Israel, son, stand thou still upon Gibeah. I guess he was making them hot and tired. And thou, moon, in the valley of Adullam, and the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their armies, their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jashar? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. So they was fighting all that time. So I guess that that sun was hot and burning them. That's what I can say about it. That's the only thing, see, why he asked the sun to stand still or was just making them real tired. The sun and the moon stand still and make the day as long as 2 days. Huh. Made it a long fight. Made it a long, made them tired. And they fought on, and they were tired, those five kings. Mm-hmm. That is really something.
So, Apostle, he killed the five kings first, and then he went and killed the army?
No, I think he was battling against them all the time.
Okay.
He wasn't just fighting the kings. He was fighting the army. And when they beat the army, then the kings hid in the cave. And then he told the men to go get them five kings out the cave because they the one ordered their men to go to war. And he wasn't about to let them live behind that.
Okay.
No, they had fought the army. And then they got the king. But those were great battles that Joshua was fighting. And it just let me know, even with the men that was lying to Joshua, pretending to be who they wasn't, or pretending not to be neighbors, that when you bow unto God, just like some princes, that prince did, you have to give it. You have to keep it, You cannot say stuff. You cannot bow and not keep it. You have to keep it. Because y'all know we studied that, wasn't it, over in, it wasn't Genesis. Exodus, I think, or Numbers, where we learned that if you in a home, like one time I was going to do something, or I said something, and it said, don't do that. I said, why? You know I can do this. He said, no. He said, if I'm not in agreement with it, you're not supposed to do it. I'm looking at him like, boy, I'm my own woman. I'm just telling him. But after studying this, and I don't really know where it is, it's either in Exodus or Leviticus. I think it's Leviticus because it was where they were saying the law, doing the laws. And it was saying if a young woman was under her dad, and she vowed a vow, if her dad says no, don't do it, and she do it anyway, she's held responsible for it. But if he allow her to see it, and that's what she going to do, and she don't do what she responsible for. Remember that, Ray? When we were
yes,
studying
ma'am.
That.
I remember that. I remember that.
Yeah. So that's why Apostle Dean was telling me that. He said, but he didn't never explain it to me like this. And so when I saw it in the Word of God, I had to repent because I was wrong because I was telling him, look, I'm my own woman. I say what I want to say. You know, not knowing. That's why people perish for the lack of knowledge. When you don't know something, you do it because you don't know it. And you don't know the right thing to do or say. So it's really, it's something. It really is. I just, you know, I thank God for allowing mistakes and that you can repent, you know. And I just said, Lord, I'm sorry because I had no idea. Even though he didn't tell me to try to make me understand, you know, and I probably wouldn't have believed it no way. I'm just telling you, he has to show me in the Word of God. That's what I like to see. That's why I like to have where it is in the Bible so I can go, so I can tell somebody. Because when I be binding them witches up where it says, suffer witch not to live, people didn't know it was in the Bible, but it's in there. Say, suffer witch not to live. That means die witch. That's what it means. So that's why I don't have no problem saying what the Word of God says. Because I didn't see it. God said it. I didn't say it. I repeated what he said. So, you know, you have to know and be able to show and tell somebody where it is in the Word of God, because you have a lot of things and fables that people say all the time, like only what you do for Christ will last. That's not in the Word of God. That's not in the Bible, but it sounds good. It just sounds good, but it's not in the Word of God. So you just have to know, and that's why we study it, so we'll know by our own self what to do and what to say and how to say it. And like I said, when we first started studying, we found out where we come from, what tribe we came from, everything. We found out. So we're going back over Genesis. It's coming back around. You're going to learn that. So when somebody asks you, you'll know. But, you know, a lot of people, they don't study like that. We study till we found out who we came from, what tribe we came from. And that's a good thing to know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thank and praise God even for that. I thank God. You have to study. You have to study. It's so important to know the Word of God. It's so important to know where we are today, even with this Russia thing and all this kind of stuff. You have to know where you are in the Word of God in Revelation. You have to know where you are and how we got here. The Word of God is telling you there is nothing new under the sun. Nothing. Mm-hmm. You can just about see it because it's wars and rumors of war. Those are signs that Jesus on his way back. Signs, miracles, and wonders. You know, we have to keep our mind focused. We know it's happening, but God said we in this world, but we're not of this world. So we're not concerned about a whole lot what's going on. You know, God's going to bring us through it, but it's a lot going on. Even with this weather, he said when you can't tell the season from the season.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You have to know that. These are signs.
Like now?
That he's... Hmm?
Like now?
Yeah. You cannot tell the seasons from the season. And one day it's 50 or 60, the next day it's 4 or 5 or 10. In one day. This is God is speaking to us, and we're not listening. Some of us are, but it's not. Like you go in the store and pick up a steak, it's $50 when you used to pay $16 for it. We got to wake up and know that this word is real. We're in the book of Revelation. Believe that. On the downslope in Revelation. Because he's definitely coming back. And it's more sooner than it is later. But we got to be ready. That's why we in this word. It's good to pray. Good to have a relationship with God. But it's good to know this word. It's good to know this word. Mm-hmm. So you can... It could be on the tables of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't sin against God. We have to know the word so we won't sin against. We'll sin against him and won't even know we did it because we don't know the word of God. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, I wish so many other people can study, and I wish a lot of the pastors or the leaders would teach like they're supposed to teach and not just what fits them. And I'm not talking about anyone, but I came out of a Baptist church. I know what they teach. I know what they teach. They don't tell you about no incubus, succubus. They don't tell you none of that. Don't tell you about them demons because they don't really believe in them. So it's a lot of stuff we don't learn because we're in a wrong place. But for me, I want to know everything about this word. I want to know everything about it. I want to know because that's my communication with God. That's my communication with God. I want to know everything. Do we have any questions or comments?
Yes, Papa, I have a comment. Even as you were talking about knowing the Word of God and how we're studying it and how we need to write the words of God on the tables of our hearts, and you were also, it's just so things that you were saying, like about how we're living in the last days. And even I've heard sometimes that we may not even have access to the Bible and how important it is to know the Word of God. Made me feel to be able to study His Word. Because as I was just... visualizing, like we're talking about the rumors of war and war, even as it is going on right now, and how I can see all the people in Ukraine, they had to leave everything that they had. They had to leave them. How many of them, maybe were Bibles along with them. And if you could not, then you, it is like you were saying, it is so good that we're studying the word, and that we have to know the word. And you often say, "Know the word to give an answer." Hallelujah, onto somebody
That's
else.
Right.
So it was just a physical picture. Like I'm just seeing, like
You know, you never know what the day is going to bring, even for us in the United States. So it was just like come to real life, because that is real life for them right now as they are battling in war. And you don't know what they they might have only been able to take a bag of whatever of their own personal possessions, but you know, taking the word of God in your heart and your soul, and that you know it, you know, and you don't have to look at the book. So it was just all of it talking about the seasons. And he said in his word, you won't know the difference in the days of the seasons, because some, like in some places where it's usually warm, it's cold, or they're getting snow, or where like we, like a lot of different, a lot of snow. We're not having as much, and it's just like everything is shifting. So it was just that's the comment I just kind of made.
Yeah, that's good. Because people don't realize these things, and right now we're living in the last days. We're living in the last days, and the only thing we can do is keep on praying and keep on seeking God. That's all we can do. And studying and praying and trusting in God. Got a cough drop, y'all. And but that's good enough for God. That's what he told us to do. That's exactly what he told us to do. So I trust that my hope is in God. Not in Biden, not in Trump, not in Putin. My hope is in God. So, and I ain't trying to please none of them, but I'm trying to please God. Amen, amen. So we're going to get ready to get off. I'm just kind of thankful tonight that we had a chance to study the Word of God and let you know how powerful the Lord is. And how he could give us the power and authority to make the sun stand still and the moon be still. Do you hear me? Because Joshua did that. He gave him the authority to do it. So that's another thing, too. God give us power. He give us power and authority. We just got to use it. Some people don't use it. But I use his mind. Whatever he give me, I use it. So we're going to get ready to close out. Father in heaven, thank you for this opportunity to study. Thank you for opening up our understanding on tonight. Just to have some understanding, God, to your word, Lord. We won't learn everything every time, but God, we're so grateful to learn something, and we give you glory and praise tonight. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. Cover their families, their homes, and their vehicles in the name of Jesus. Touch them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I pray for the bereaved families. I pray for them all over this earth in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless those and heal those that's sick and shedding, and those in the hospitals in anywhere all over the earth that's sick and need healing. Heal today, God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you right now for all that you're doing for us. I thank you for making ways when it seemed to be no way. I just thank you tonight. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful tonight for your word. I just thank you, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. So we're going to be right back on the live broadcast at 7 o'clock Eastern time at 6 o'clock Central time in the morning. So God bless you all. If we live, you know, God say the same, we live and nothing happens. I'll be on there in the morning by the grace of God. You all have a good and blessed night. I'm going to go up here and get myself together. God bless y'all. I love you. Have a good night.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Sure.